How's it going, everybody? And this is a new podcast series called Today's Topics with Elmo. And let's just get to the nitty-gritty here. I'm just going to give you a little rundown of who I am. I got the nickname Elmo a long time ago. My real name's Nathan. But I got this nickname about 9 years ago, and it stuck. I like it. It's just kind of the person I am. And I come from a small town. It's really, really small. I mean, it's not as small as, like, you know, you see in the movies, but where everybody knows everybody. I mean, yeah, there's a lot of people here that I don't know. But a lot of farmland, too. Mainly livestock. Well, livestock and soybeans. That's what's here. Anyway, on today's topic, I'm going in a little bit of the tech realm, if you think about it. But Area 51, is it real or not? That's the question. I mean, okay, I'm going to say this. It is definitely real. There has obviously been something there. There would not be all these sightings, all these atrocious events, I guess you could say, happening around it if it had not been there. Now, what it's actually harboring, I guess you could say, that is the part that we'll never know. And you got, I read in the news a couple days back, there is a group of how many people? I think like so many hundred thousands that's wanting to storm Area 51. Granted, I don't think a few soldiers will be able to stop all of them. But I think as a nation, we should be scared about what's in there. It's obviously something highly, highly guarded. I mean, you've got missiles ready to fire. You got fighter jets taking off and ready to go at a moment's notice, just to keep people from going in or flying over. I had a retired Army personnel tell me one time that it doesn't matter what's there. Just remember, it is highly protected. Because he said, any plane that comes near it has to fly over. Or fly around. They cannot fly over. So, with that being said, is it aliens? Or is it just, how would you put this? Where the U.S. government, and maybe some other world leaders of the UN, which is not United Nations, let's say perhaps that they all meet there to test futuristic like weapons and technology. And that really, honestly, that would scare me, knowing that a bunch of people running toward it is going to now be revealed to that. Now, if it is actually aliens down there, that's just going to be just as creepy. Because, I mean, okay, what if, you know, you hear about all these stories of bestiality, you know, and they tell us that the DNA doesn't line up and you know, certain species cannot reproduce with other species because the DNA won't lock in, it won't match up, and it just won't work. What if it did? Sometimes, you know, not all the time, just sometimes. And what if that's where they harbored all the new species until they deemed them safe to release into the world? And that's why ever so often, there'll be a new species of this found or a new species of that. That's just a thought that popped in my head. And you're going to learn, if you listen to this show long enough, that there are random thoughts that will pop in my head. I can't stop them. I've got to say them sometimes. But, I mean, in the tech world, I guess you could ask yourself, is it good or bad that these people are storming Area 51 to figure out what's actually in there? Because I myself, part of me, wants to know what's in there as far as like futuristic weapons, futuristic technology. But I'm not so sure I'm comfortable knowing at the same time. Like, what are they actually testing? Are they actually testing light speed? Spacecraft? Are they actually testing? I mean, what if they actually have spacecraft already and nobody knows about it? That's just, you know, this thought. That's actually a thought that's been in my mind for a while now. Like, what if it's actually a spot where they're testing the so-called USS Enterprise of the future? You know, and we all know that the Enterprise was, it, well, right now it's a, what do they call it? Aircraft carrier or Navy boat, Navy ship, whatever. I'm not sure if it's an aircraft carrier or a Navy ship. Either way. But back in the day, it was actually a Navy boat. Or it was a ship then, too. But it was like a, you know, got the sails up. And that's how it was powered. It wasn't diesel or anything like that. Now it's, it may even be nuclear powered. I'm not really sure. But just the curiosity bug gets me when I think about Area 51. What's actually in there, but I'm also scared to know. If it's actually alien life, we really, I don't think, need that released to the public, for one. Because then Area 51 can become like a tourist attraction, I guess you could say. Because you know the government would do that. And, well, within safety precautions, they'd probably put like 10-inch thick glass or something so you could look in and see all the creatures that they have. But I'm also very, very nervous for what if there is futuristic weapons there that has never been before been seen above the surface. You know, this, if this information gets out, the U.S. and any other country involved could be labeled as A, international terrorist, B, we could be labeled as the bully. I mean, which, if you look back in history, we are kind of a bully, but we're trying to, in my opinion, after the last 8 years, I feel like we, and I don't want to get into politics too much, but I kind of feel like the last 10 years, we've kind of been really soft, like a pushover. Like everybody's tried running over us. And the one thing I will say I am glad about this president is he won't back down, which it may cause us problems in the future, and we'll figure that out eventually, but he won't back down. But with that being said, you know, the third and main thing about, and the reason why I don't feel comfortable with this information getting out to the public, is what if there is futuristic weapons there, and somehow, by maybe, per se, a YouTube video, that the technology somehow is able to be copied. You know what I'm saying? Like, what if we haven't finished testing it yet, but somebody posts a YouTube video of it and maybe catches a tour guide talking about it? I'm getting ahead of myself. Like, you know, just somebody storming in and taking videos of all this stuff. You know, what if by that one video, say somebody in Russia, what if they copy it, you know, and somehow make it better? Like, we've not finished testing it, you know. Our last test showed it could kill 1,000 people on the wrong end, you know. Like, it seemed unsafe to even launch. Well, what if Russia gets hold of the information somehow and then is able to do it spectacular? And then that gives us, it gives them the edge over us, and then they're always, we'll end up with another, what do they call it, Cuban Missile Crisis, Cold War, all that other kind of dark history stuff. But that's just that topic. I mean, do I think they're idiots? Yes. But do I think that as Americans, we need a little bit more transparency to what Area 51 is? Absolutely. I believe that if the government of the United States of America is going to take that much tax dollars out of our paychecks, you know, we deserve at least a little information. You know, due to the safety of this great country, I would never ask for it to be crystal clear. I do understand that there needs to be some complete shutdown of information just to keep, you know, at 320, 330, whatever, you know, the census says, citizens here in America. We need to keep those safe. So, as far as like utter, you know, transparency, no, I'm not asking for that. But at least, like, you know, give us an idea about what's going on down there. You know, just, why does it have to be so guarded? But I guess, you know, as the government, they could look at us and literally say, well, you can believe one or two things. We have aliens or we have technology testing. It's up to you to believe which. You know, and I'm a firm believer that there are army bases out there all over the world. And I'm not talking about just U.S. I'm talking about, you know, U.K., Britain, which is Britain. France, Italy, whatever, wherever, you know, Russia, China. I have a firm feeling that there is thousands of army bases out there that you would never know they're there. Like, they either look like a house with a humongous basement, so to speak, or, you know, they're in the, hidden in the mountains, and, you know, the ground just opens up, and there they are. It's kind of like what Area 51 is, except it looks, from what I've seen in the pictures, I haven't seen any recent ones, but it looks just like a small army base, a couple sets of barracks. But then I have seen pictures of a door that's around Area 51, and these pictures, they could be photoshopped. You know, the internet, how Google is. Everything's going to be photoshopped these days. So, who's to say that they're actually real? Who's to say that they've actually gotten pictures of Area 51? Because I feel like if anybody put those up, Google would have a heart attack, or not Google, the government would have a heart attack and pull them down immediately. And plus, you know, Google searches for stuff like that to keep it from posting. Moving on, you know, that was my first tech topic. That is a deep topic. I don't feel fully educated enough to continue that. I just know a lot of people are wanting to storm it. And who knows what it actually holds. The Nintendo company, you know, that creator of consoles that are, I don't want to say lacking, because the Switch, Nintendo Switch, it's proven itself. It's It's sold a lot better than what was anticipated. But now they're coming out with the Nintendo Switch Lite. Or, as I feel like, it is a unfoldable DS. Or a XL Game Boy Advance. You know, that's just what I feel like. You know, because you remember the little Game Boy Advances. I say little. It was the last one that didn't have a backlight. I personally never had one. I had the SP. I worked, I don't want to say a summer job, because it was helping on the farm at my grandparents' house. I worked, got enough money, bought myself one. And I played hours on that thing. Hours. I honestly don't even remember what happened to it. Like, I think I just grew out of it. And then I quit playing it for the long time. I think I ended up giving it away. Not really sure. But back to the Nintendo Switch. They're coming out with this Nintendo Switch Lite. And is it worth it? Like, is it supposed to be a little smaller, I think. And they said that the battery life of it was going to last, 3 to 6 hours? Depending on what you do. Which is a lot. It's kind of better than the Switch original. I think it lasted, 3 hours about? On, you know, with the backlight and everything. Which is perfect if you're on a flight or you're sitting in the airport terminal where you're not near a charging port. You know, because, I mean, honestly, unless your flight's delayed, how long are you going to be in a terminal waiting on your flight to take off? Okay, so the 3 to 6 hours, I think they could work on that. I think they should work on that. There's been rumors about a Nintendo Switch Pro coming out. It won't be this year. They did state that it would not be this year or next year. And that's kind of disappointing, because the Switch has already been out for a year, a little over a year, maybe a year and a half, and I figured they would at least have some information about revealing it, to come out within the next year. But as of right now, they're talking, it's going to come out, but they're not going to set any reveal dates, release dates, obviously, to go with that. And I don't know necessarily if there really needs to be 3 different versions of the Switch. The Switch is great. The idea of it is great. But I feel like the Switch Lite is more for kids. I really do. Because they don't have the Joy-Con doesn't disconnect from it. It's just, like I said, a Game Boy Advance with a better graphics card. I feel like you could really, I think they should have left the controllers detachable. Like, that just kind of disconnects from the whole Switch experience. You know, playing those little mini games with your friends. You know, sharing, like, each one of you holding one half of the controller, which is really one controller in itself, but that's beside the point. And that's enough of that, because I have statistics. They're pretty much the same as the Switch. I don't feel like there's any need to go over them. It's just a lighter, less maneuverable switch. But, you know, get it for your kid. It'll be good. I just seen something here. Humans will eventually merge with machines. I'd like to know how that's going to be possible. I mean, granted, I've seen all these, you know, tech demos and stuff. And the idea, and hopefully production, of augmented prosthetics. And if y'all in the video game world, you know that series Deus Ex or Deus Ex or whatever you want to call it, that was all about the corruption and the hacking of all these body parts, which that's horrible, you know. But I think in a simple world that we live in right now, I don't think they would make them. I don't feel like there would be any need to put a computer chip in them that connects to the internet or a satellite for that matter. So I think if they were going to create those augmentations to give you your arm back or to give you your leg back, or, you know, maybe you lost an ear, maybe you lost an eye, give you that bionic replacement. There's no need for a satellite chip in it. There's no need for RFID. Maybe one for if you're having issues with it. Go to your doctor, scan it, check it for problems. That's all you need. I do fear a day where robots or machines get so advanced, they start thinking for themselves, and we've all seen iRobot, but I mean, that is a scary thought. You know, they're building these androids so much better. They're building them to think more, to really think on their own, but not without emotions. Just think if the robots or machines started feeling, which kind of sounds impossible from a technology standpoint, but at the same time, 50 years ago, video games were impossible. 100 years ago, television, well, 150 years ago, television was impossible. You know, that 200 years ago, the idea of talking to somebody and not being right next to them was unheard of. Even before the telegraph. I mean, you know, not having to pay somebody to tap out something in Morse code, send it to somebody else through Morse code, and then have them come read it to you. You know, just talking on a phone. You know, same goes with cell phones. 60, 70 years ago, cell phones were like, what? They had satellite phones. They weren't really satellite. I don't know why I said satellite. They were radio phones used in World War II. But that was unheard of. But, you know, you get all this technology. We think it's impossible. But I read a report one day that, you know, Star Trek The Next Generation. Mainly a lot of the stuff they was talking about was on the original generation with Captain Kirk. The stuff, the technology that's on that show that was science fiction then is becoming a reality. We're creating body scanners that can literally, you know, MRIs. They pretty much print out a detailed picture of the inside of your body from a point where doctors and radiologists can see any malformities or deformities, which I really don't know if there's a difference in that. I had to say them both because I felt it felt good. It felt good to say both. But anyway, it would not surprise me if there's not an MRI machine out there that makes it easy for the radiologist. Of course, they're never going to tell you this. They're going to bill you the same either way. But, you know, it takes all this imaging of you. And I would not doubt there's an MRI machine that goes ahead and marks any spot that could be a growth, could be a spasm, or whatever. You know, that would not surprise me one bit. In knowing that, it would not surprise me in 100 years if we didn't have androids that were similar to Commander Data on Star Trek, but maybe with a little more emotion. See, I feel like Data was Spock of the Next Generation because all he ever thought was logic. That's the only thing his computer, his, what do you call it, positronic brain, that's all it would let him understand and comprehend. So, and, you know, Spock of the original generation, that's all his instincts were. He could only think logically because he was never taught any other way. And so, therefore, for him to not think logically was extremely hard. And he didn't understand why people would not think logically. It's a funny thing when emotions get behind it. So with all these androids, you know, if they ever have emotions, we're doomed. Because the androids can search through all the internet files. Think about that. And if they start having emotions with it, I don't think it's going to end well for us. But that's it for today. I'll come back at you. I'm going to try to post at least two to three podcasts a week. If not, I apologize. But maybe next time around I'll have something to do with fast food. So thanks for tuning in to today's topic with Elmo, the first one ever. And peace, God bless. Share this with all your loved ones. I'm out.